When I first come home after a long day at the end of a busy week, I begin to get excited as I prep for my yoga class with friends from all over the world. I change my clothes, make a lemongrass tea, and roll out my yoga mat in the living room. I put on my VR headset and connect to Happy Nation. My experience begins with a short 10-minute stroll through the forest as I make my way towards the city. I realize that each time I've walked through the forest, I've experienced something new. I've also come to notice that the walk actually calms me down, as the stress from my day is long gone by the time I get to the city. I meet some friends at the main square, and together we make our way to the House of Wellness while we chat. My friend Claire told us that next week there'll be announcements about the next well-being games, the prizes, communities, the trophy, and more. We can't wait for the next edition of the games. It's already our fourth, and they keep getting better. As we arrive at the House of Wellness, we use the transporter to be zoomed into the Hall of 1,000 Stars, where Steve is holding a Jiva Mukti class today. Steve is a warm-hearted yogi from California, and his classes are always great. The hall is a large wooden platform decorated with trees and plants and suspended in the middle of the Milky Way galaxy. There are about 200 of us from all over the world. Have you ever thought about how it would feel to practice yoga surrounded by stars and planets? It's indescribable. The class starts, and I feel content. Everything is perfect at this moment. I feel connected with the people in this class, with our planet, with the universe, and with myself. The class finishes after 90 minutes, and as we leave the room, my friend Dennis invites me for a short walk. There are 9 houses at Happy Nation, each hosting different activities. In the lounge area, you can relax, check out any events going on, or make new friends in the speed friending room. After walking by the House of Books, Dennis tells me about a new exhibition he saw earlier at the House of Art. Inside the house is a spectacular art museum with enormous stained glass windows and incredible architecture. We decide to enter the House of Learning, and this house looks like it's straight out of a fantasy book. As others are taking classes in anything from math and science to psychology and culture, I join an intermediate Korean class. I've always been passionate about learning Korean, and the interactive VR experience works well for me. After class, I walk to the terminal and type in that I'm interested in an English-Korean tandem session. Minutes later, I get a message that A. Young, a graphic designer from Seoul, wants to meet me in the Cafe of Infinite Wonder next to the main square. Since I bought my new VR headset, it's been easy to switch between VR and mixed reality. When I want to drink a tea in my kitchen, in just seconds, my headset can show me my kitchen table while I'm still in the Happy Nation. Technology is developing fast, and I heard that there'll soon be headsets where I can choose elements of my real environment to be shown in VR, and I won't have to switch anymore. A. Young is very friendly, and we instantly click. During the tandem session, half the time we speak in English and the other half in Korean. In English, she tells me about her life in Seoul and what she loves about her city and country. While we chat, the table becomes a screen that shows videos and pictures of the things she's sharing with me, like where she lives and where she went to university, her favorite dishes and restaurants, and the typical day of someone living in Seoul. After 30 minutes, we switch, and it's now my turn to introduce her to my life in New York. I tell her about growing up in Washington, D.C., and moving to New York City for college. I showed her the cute cafes here in Brooklyn, and we talked about how a proper work-life balance is something that takes a while to get used to. We had such a great time talking that I lost track of time and didn't realize how late it was. We arranged for another meeting this Sunday and said our goodbyes. As I got ready for bed later that night, I realized that I was happy. It was a great yoga class, and I made a new friend. So many things are changing on a daily basis. Every building in the Happy Nation gets more content every week. The VR experiences in the House of Games are stunning. I ask myself what things will be like in a few years' time when we have our own metaverse suits and can feel sensations like the wind or sun on our skin. Having these fun and futuristic adventures, all while working on my well-being, are making me grow in profound ways. I'm very grateful to be a citizen of the Happy Nation.